Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. We begin with a developing story. A spokesman for the Afghan Vice President, Amrullah Saleh, said he escaped a roadside bomb attack unharmed early Wednesday. The spokesman told Reuters the bomb targeted Saleh's convoy and some of his bodyguards were injured. The health ministry official said two bodies and seven injured have been transported to hospitals so far. We'll update this story as we continue to get more information. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the Republican-led Senate will vote as soon as this week on COVID-19 relief legislation after negotiations with Democrats broke off last month. After bipartisan unity led to the approval of a nearly $3 billion COVID-19 rescue package in the spring, the two sides have not been able to reach another agreement. The House of Representatives doesn't return to work until September 14. The U.S. leads the world in confirmed COVID-19 deaths with nearly 190,000. The U.S. is also home to a world-leading 6.3 million coronavirus infections, nearly one quarter of the more than 27.3 million worldwide. Hundreds of people demonstrated at Mali's capital Tuesday in support of the junta that has seized power last month in a coup as debate rages over the time frame for the country's return to civilian rule. After the coup, the junta pledged to hold fresh elections and initially proposed a three-year military-led transition back to civilian rule before rolling it back to 2 years. But the 15-nation ECOWAS regional bloc has demanded the transition take place in 12 months and be led by a civilian president and prime minister. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Authorities say migrants and refugees evacuated a large migrant camp on the Greek island of Lesbos on Wednesday after fires broke out at several locations around the site. Some 12,500 people live at the Moria camp and the surrounding area, where additional restrictions have been imposed over the past week after a Somali resident tested positive for COVID-19. The cause of the fires, which broke out overnight, remains unclear. There were no immediate reports of injuries. Health authorities on Tuesday said 35 cases of the virus have been confirmed so far after a major testing drive was ordered at the overcrowded facility. House Democrats say they will investigate whether Postmaster General Louis DeJoy encouraged employees at his former business to contribute to Republican candidates, then reimburse them in the guise of bonuses, a violation of campaign finance laws. The Washington Post reporting five people who worked for DeJoy's former company, New Breed Logistics, say they were urged by DeJoy's aides or by DeJoy himself to write checks and attend fundraisers at his mansion in North Carolina. It is not illegal to encourage employees to contribute to candidates, but it is illegal to reimburse them as a way of avoiding federal campaign contribution limits. President Trump said Monday that DeJoy, a major donor to the president and other Republicans, should lose his job if campaign finance irregularities are uncovered. Well, top Democratic GOP leaders of the House Foreign Affairs Committee are calling on President Trump to investigate the poisoning of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. The Kremlin has denied any involvement in the poisoning and dismissed any accusations of a crime, saying there is no evidence to support a full-fledged criminal investigation into the case. Suspicions surrounding the poisoning quickly mounted against the Russian government, which was used similar methods against critics of the state in the past. Most recently, Kremlin was found to have used the same chemical weapon against an ex-Soviet spy in Britain in 2018. India on Tuesday sent fresh supplies of firefighting chemicals to help battle a new blaze on a stricken tanker loaded with a massive cargo of crude oil off Sri Lanka's eastern coast. The new diamond has been burning since Thursday. 19 vessels from Sri Lanka had battled the fire. For more news, we invite you to join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. By remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.